Good morning. So with this practice, one way that we might consider it is that we have an anchor, something that maybe keeps us in the present moment in some kind of way. Often that anchor is the breath. And we rest attention on the breath. Or maybe we might think of it as allowing the breath to be known. Resting awareness on the sensations of breathing. Different ways which we might language it. And the breath isn't the anchor for everybody. For some people, sounds work better. And for some people, bodily sensations work better. And what I mean by work better is allows one to return to that experience with some ease, without struggle, and without it being like kicking off a lot of thinking. So the practice is to be with the anchor until something else becomes compelling and is really pulling the attention. Yesterday, Gil talked about bodily experiences. That could be one of the things that pulls us away from the anchor of the breath. And then we can say just bodily experiences become the anchor. When it's no longer compelling, can return to the sensations of breathing. And so today I'd like to introduce yet another element that we might rest our awareness on, become aware of, that might become compelling. But I'll admit that it's a little bit awkward to talk about emotions, what I'm going to talk about a little bit today, because it might be that right now there isn't any emotional element or factor to your experience, and it's not maybe immediately relevant. For some of you, it will be immediately relevant and pertinent and helpful. So I offer this, the idea that maybe at this moment, there's no reason to conjure up emotions if they are not there. But if they are there, I'd like to offer some ways in which we can work with them, be mindful of them, so that they can be a support for our practice. So I'm just going to say a few more words about emotions, and then I'll lead us in some practice. Of course, emotions are a natural part of the human experience. It's actually quite astounding when we think about the range of emotions that humans have. Very subtle to overwhelming. The diversity, the different types of emotions we have, we could say is a gift of the human experience. To have this richness and this way in which we can communicate with ourselves, communicate with others. So we want to honor and respect that. this practice, we are not trying to not have certain emotions or to only have other emotions. The theme of this retreat is happiness, but we are not saying you're only allowed to have happiness, right? It's silly. But we'd like to practice in such a way that we can have some confidence in our ability to be with emotions, whatever emotions arise. Whether that's on the cushion, but also translates to our daily life. Because we can think about what an impact that would have on our life if we have confidence that we can feel whatever is to be felt. We don't have to avoid situations because we're afraid of how it will make us feel, or maybe there's something in our heart that we don't want to go near because we're afraid of the emotions. So practicing with emotions can be a really rich and integral part of our practice and our life. Some of you might have heard this, that emotions are in fact really short-lived. The physiologists and the neuroscientists tell us this, right? That they just arise and they pass away quickly. But of course, that might not be our experience. It might seem like they're lingering there for a very long time. Days, weeks, months, years. And that's often because they're getting refueled or restarted or re-energized in some kind of way. So part of the practice is to hold the emotion in such a way that it can do what it naturally does, arise and pass away in a way that's not problematic, isn't troublesome. Another quality of emotions is that they have two aspects to them. There's a mental aspect, and there's a bodily, a physical aspect of them. Sometimes we're only really associated or familiar with one aspect, the way the thoughts are associated, or maybe the way it feels in the body, but just to recognize that emotions do have these two different elements, and we can use the fact that there's these two elements as a way to practice with them. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in a moment. So here's a tool that a person could use, you can use, to work with emotions on the cushion, off the cushion. It's related to a little bit what I talked about last night about how to be with difficulties. Of course, not all emotions are difficulties, but with mindfulness practice, there's a way in which our tools, quote unquote, all have a similar flavor. This tool I like, it has this nice acronym, R-A-F-T, RAFT. I like this idea, this way of maybe it's something that stays afloat and that can help carry us to the other side. I think Gil and Tonya Weiser came up with this R-A-F-T. I like this, so. R, recognize. Oh, this is sadness. Oh, this is anger, or this is, I don't actually know. For me, I sometimes use this label out of sorts. I just feel out of sorts. It's So we don't have to spend all our energy trying to find the precise, exact label, but it can be helpful to just acknowledge something is happening. A, allow. It is already happening. Can we align with the reality of the moment and allow it to be there? Yes, this is here. And then to support that allowing, which can allow it to arise and pass away, the F is for feel in the body. Get grounded in the body. Can be, how does this emotion feel in the body? Anger, sometimes there's heat. There's this, a lot of energy gets mobilized and we want to move or do something, or maybe there's some flushing in the face, grimacing, whatever it might be. And the good thing about the experiences in the body is that they are here in the present. Becoming aware of them can interrupt the momentum of the thinking. I can't believe they said that. The next time I see them, I'm going to do this. And who do they think they are? Don't they know who I am? Whatever the story might be. So this bringing attention to the experience, the bodily experience, is a way to kind of like take away some of the momentum, the authority of the thinking. And then T is for tease. Both tease apart the physical and the mental, but also tease apart what's the actual experience and what is our relationship to that experience. Often they get conflated, but we might have anger, but then we have aversion to the anger. I'm not supposed to be an angry person. Those Buddhists, they don't do that anger thing. I'm going to be a bad Buddhist if I have anger. And so to tease apart the two different experiences. And maybe we're just with the aversion, and then we can feel the aversion in the body. And let the anger kind of just do what the anger is going to do. R-A-F-T, raft. So that was a lot of words. Maybe feeling into the body generally as a whole right now. And see if there's any relaxing of obvious tensions in the body, letting the shoulders move away from the ears. Softening the belly. And then notice your general emotional state right now. How do you feel right now? And we can bring our attention to the anchor, the sensations of breathing. And for now, we'll just stay with the sensations of breathing. And then we can widen our attention to include any emotions that might be there. You don't have to manufacture or conjure any up. But if there are, can you just recognize? This is irritation, boredom, sadness, frustration, ease, contentment, peace, happiness. And whatever is there, can we just allow it to be there? without insisting that it be different. And then feel into the body. Usually, or often, people talk about emotional experiences being in their face or in their torso. Not exclusively, but often. Then can we notice our relationship to that emotional experience? Tease apart the emotion from our relationship. And it might be that now we pay attention to the relationship if it's compelling. If not, we can return to the breath. Or stay with the bodily experience. And if nothing is compelling, just begin again with the sensations of breathing. So mindfulness practice allows us to maybe trust our emotional life, to become intimate with it, to experience our emotions fully, and let them pass through, let them get metabolized or do whatever it is they're going to do without our interfering with this natural process, with the natural expression of emotions. So I introduced this tool, RAFT, R-A-F-T, recognize, allow, feel in the body, tease apart the emotion from our reaction to the emotion. But of course, you don't need to use all four elements of this tool, and nor does it need to be in that particular order. We might be feeling this knot in the belly, maybe not even knowing what that is, but that's what first becomes to our awareness, is just this uncomfortableness in the body. And then we recognize what it is, and then maybe we can allow it. Or maybe we can notice we have this feeling like, I hate everything, this kind of aversion that sometimes comes up. And then we can recognize, oh, this is a reaction to this emotional experience I'm having. So maybe the teasing apart happens first. So there's these four ways in which we can engage with, honor and respect our emotional life, that allows us to support our meditation practice. So when we're on the cushion, we can prioritize being with our experience, but also in our daily life, when we're not in the cushion, when we're not on retreat, perhaps, allows us to express our emotions in a way that's useful and helpful and skillful, so that they don't surprise us, or they don't in the sense that they just are building and building and building, and then they surprise us in the way that they get expressed. So I want to emphasize, it's not that we're trying not to have emotions, be stoic and never experience things, but just a way to work with what it means to be a human, to have a human life.